Ryan Dunn and Annalise McCoy have only been married a few months, but have been writing and playing music together for 5 years. McCoy is an NKU grad from Eastern Kentucky. She says fans respond really well to the song Stream of Conscience, also the title of the band's latest EP.
A broken fiddle plays o'er my grandfather's grave.
Specifically, the song addresses our stance against mountaintop removal coal mining, which is a form of strip mining that happens back where I'm from, that they basically blast off the tops of the mountains just to get to the seam of coal. Sometimes it's little as, you know, a 2-foot seam of coal, but it's more economical for the companies. However, it leaves a lot of refuse behind that they throw into the hollows, creating these hollow fills, burying freshwater streams, and causing the highest rates of cancer in the entire nation per capita. So that's, you know, I just feel like I grew up in the mountains, and I have so much of the mountains in me that I kind of feel like I just need to be a voice for the mountains and for the people there. So
a man came to this land, this dark and bloody ground. They walked through my back door, asked if he could stick around.
The duo says Two Thirds Goat has been compared to Avett Brothers, Mumford & Sons, and the Civil Wars. Ryan Dunn says their sound is what some refer to as Metrobilly.
It's kind of a term that Annalise's father, Mickey, had coined with us. He has a great coffee shop in the town of Inez called Metrobilly's. We both have the country in our hearts, and we both see ourselves one day living back in a more rural area. And our music reflects that. You know, it has that beat, and it has the upbeatness of the city life, but with kind of the subject matter of the country and the mountains.
Headed down to South by Southwest for the second year in a row. What does it feel like? What does it mean to you guys?
It's awesome. You know, it's being able to play there, you know, means that we have an opportunity to showcase in front of people that we don't have that opportunity to see or to be in front of. But also, for us, it's more so about being able to see so much music, having the opportunity to get down there and see people who are the best in every genre.
There's so much free music, honestly. You know, you don't even have to have a pass anymore with South by Southwest.
And you never really know who you're going to run into. We happened to meet Willie Nelson and ended up in his recording studio watching him play with like 50 people last year from some guy we met at a chicken shack who was going to a party, and we just followed along. So it's just, it's a really a magical kind of week of music, and you never know who you're going to see. The most random people, like Prince, just showed up at this bar and started playing last year. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen, and what makes it so cool.
Yeah, and luckily you'll be part of the cool again this year. And one of the tunes I know you'll be playing is Band of Gold.
Talk all you want.
I kind of wrote that song in the vein of, you know, you think of a diamond ring, and the thing that you think about with the ring is the diamond, what shines. But what's really holding up that ring is the band, and it couldn't be there without it. So even in life, in the politics of everything. The people that we see on the top are the ones that shine, but then, you know, you got to remember the people who are also holding them up and supporting them. So.
'Cause the nature of all things is that the diamond makes the ring, and I feel just like a band of gold you're setting.
Two Thirds Goat, Ryan and Annalise, thanks so much. We'll put all of your information on our website at WNKU.org.
Thank you so much.
Can you stand without me or throne? We'll be right back.
whose job do we all live eternally? And if vision should someday fade, will memory?